Okay, I will open this meeting of the Legislative Council Committee of September 23rd. Welcome, everybody. We have hopefully a relatively brief meeting today. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. We have two issues that we need to deal with today. I think you've all got some advanced briefing from our Legislative Council on this. The first is affirming the filing of a lawsuit against the Prop Lawn Company, a computer software vendor that the legislature contracted with several years ago to develop software for writing and publishing bills and amendments. And then the second, related, authorizing the Department of Justice to be our lawyers for the Legislative Assembly in this matter. So if we could have Mr. Johnson provide some background on this for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Good afternoon. Let me start, I guess, by briefly outlining the statute that is the reason why the Legislative Council Committee is meeting today. And that statute essentially requires when the Legislative Council Committee determines that it is in the interest of the Legislative Assembly to bring an action in court or to be defend an action in court, that the committee authorize that, and further that the committee appoint either the Legislative Council or another member of the Oregon State Bar to represent the Legislative Assembly in that matter. So that's the reason why the committee is convened this afternoon. And then let me just briefly go through some of the background to some of the history about how we got to where we are. And that goes back essentially to beginning in 1999 when the IT Governance Board, which is the committee of senior legislative staff that makes decisions about how computer technology is used in the operations of in legislative operations. They made a decision at that point to transition the computer technology that was used at that time off of a mainframe computer system, which essentially is older computer technology that goes back for decades, to a more modern system. And that process began in 1999, and by 2006, essentially all of the applications had been moved to more modern technology, with the exception of the bill drafting system, the software that Legislative Council uses to research, write, and publish bills, amendments, the Oregon Revised Statutes, and other legal publications. In 2006, the decision was made to go ahead and transition that system as well off of the mainframe to a different computer system. Legislative Administration Committee sent out a RFP, request for proposals. Three computer vendors submitted viable responses, and those three in June of 2006 demonstrated their products to LAC and to Legislative Council, and it was the conclusion of both LAC and LC that the Proplan Company's product appeared to be the most viable solution moving forward. So in the summer of 2006, a contract was negotiated and entered into for Proplan to develop this new bill drafting system. They began work on that, and per the contract, a base system was installed on the legislature's computers in late October of 2006. Proplan and the legislative staff began working with this base system, and by May of 2007, it was apparent to all that, in fact, both Propelon and the legislature, that, in fact, this base system was not really a base system, and it was certainly not something that Oregon customization could be built on. In the summer of 2007, Propelon made a decision to what they call refactor, or essentially start all over again from scratch in building software that could be used as a bill drafting system. The legislature agreed to that, and the contract was amended so that the software would be delivered in four phases. Those four phases were delivered. Phase one was conditionally accepted. The LAC and LC had significant concerns about it, but it was conditionally accepted. Phases two, three, and four were all tested by legislative staff, but at each juncture, the software was found greatly lacking, and all three of those phases were rejected. By the end of phase four, which was September of 2008, there was more than 1,500 identified problem areas with the software. Attempts were made informally to negotiate with Propelon about how to resolve this situation, but ultimately those attempts were unsuccessful. The contract was formally terminated, and on July 9, 2010, the Legislative Assembly filed a breach of contract lawsuit against Propelon in Marion County Circuit Court. Currently, per agreement between the parties, Propelon's answer is still pending, and it will be due sometime in mid-November of 2010. So that's where we are. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
And our legislative administrator, Scott Burgess, is also in the office. If any particular questions related to that side of the operation come up, are there questions for either Mr. Johnson or Mr. Burgess?
Go ahead, a motion.
President Courtney.
I move the committee affirm the July 9th, 2010 filing of a lawsuit against Propelon, Inc. and its parent company, Propelon Limited, LTD.
President Courtney moves that the committee affirm the July 9th, 2010 filing of the lawsuit against Propelon, Inc. and Propelon Limited. Any discussion of the motion? Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. President Courtney.
I move the committee affirm the use of the Department of Justice to represent the Legislative Assembly in the case of Oregon Legislative Assembly versus Propelon.
President Courtney moves that the committee affirm the use of the Department of Justice to represent the Legislative Assembly in the case of Oregon Legislative Assembly versus Propelon. Questions or discussion? Yes?
What is the, will it be an hourly charge for this? Is it Department of Justice? Or what is it?
Mr. Chair, Senator Nelson, the Department of Justice does bill on an hourly rate. It is a variable rate based on the particular personnel being used. The attorney rate is higher than support staff rate, and senior attorney rate is higher than that. But it is an hourly charge.
What, do you know what it is? How much are we looking at maybe spending on this thing?
Currently, we have, in preparation of the complaint and bringing the DOJ attorneys up to speed, spent approximately $19,000.
I might say, correct me if I'm wrong, Dexter, the other option that was explored was using some private sector attorney where the cost would have been significantly higher, or not pursuing it at all. But I think the sense has been that the opportunity to recover dollars outweighs what will be some upfront cost. Senator Brzezinski.
I also would assume that the contract probably provides for attorney fees to the successful party.
Mr. Chair, Senator Brzezinski, As originally proposed by the legislature, it did provide for that, but through negotiations to reduce the cost of the contract, that provision was taken out so that the prevailing party does not get attorney fees.
Negotiated that.
Senator Winters, do you have a question, comment?
No, I just wondered if we were going to get a, given our economic situation, if the DOJ would give us a reduced rate.
Senator Winters, I encourage you to set up a meeting with the Attorney General to discuss that. Representative, sir, was there another question on the side of the desk? Further questions or discussion? Seeing none, is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, motion carries. A couple members of the committee had asked for Dexter spend just a couple minutes kind of outlining the state of the Office of Legislative Counsel in terms of the experiential level. Obviously, those of us who have served in the legislature have seen some of the challenging years, especially like 2007, where we had a huge amount of new staff. But just to kind of give a sense of how many staff there are and what the experiential level is, and whoever else you want to comment on.
All right, Mr. Chair, members, currently there are 20 attorneys in Legislative Council, including myself, and the all of those attorneys have there are a number that have had many years of experience. All of the attorneys have been hired since the 2000. I have participated in the 2009 regular session and the 2010 annual session. All but three have participated in the 2008 special session as well. So there is everyone has had at least one regular session under their belts. We expanded the staff of attorneys by four for the 2009. By two. There was Joan Robinson had retired, so it was her replacement. We expanded it by two for the 2009 session. In addition to the attorneys, there's our publication services unit, which is comprises copy editors and word processing specialists, and those are the folks that copy edit and proofread the work of the attorneys in producing the legislative documents, primarily bills and amendments. There are 14 continuing editors, and each bill or amendment is copy edited by two of those folks. In addition, by the way, there are six session editors that we traditionally hire for the regular session. But anyways, when an attorney prepares a bill or amendment that is copy edited by two of the editors, there are approximately, for a regular session, 25,000 documents that Legislative Council produces. The existing, old, but robust mainframe bill drafting system allows three word processing specialists to manage those 25,000 documents. And so that is a testament to really the customization and power of that system. In addition, there is other support staff, Midge and Kunyan, front office staff, and Diane Coates, our IT specialist, and Deb Cook, our fiscal person in the office as well.
Okay. Any questions, additional questions for Dexter? Senator Devil.
Yes, Mr. Dexter, the last time I checked, which I think was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, you had about 570 bill concepts filed by members of the legislature, and the House was way ahead of the Senate. Are we getting anything uncharacteristic in terms of people being willing to open up and say what they're filing and sharing it with other members so you don't get five proposals to draft the same bill more than in the past?
Mr. Chair, Senator Devlin, this is going to be just my reaction off the top of my head, but I have not noticed anything uncharacteristic in that respect.
Okay, that's not very good.
Can you talk about how uncharacteristic, I mean, because what Senator Devlin said, I mean, that is uncharacteristic of us actually filing a lot of bills ahead of time. Or can you just give a general sense in terms of where we are compared with previous lead-up to sessions?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we are significantly, in terms of the number of bills requested, significantly ahead of where we were for 2009. I would say at this point, close to 2 months ahead. We will, by the end of this week, have more than 2,000 requests in our office.
That's legislative, Mr. Chairman, and executive department agents.
Yeah, that is everything.
Yeah.
And the important factor of why that's going to be critical is, as you know, the session that we budgeted for in 2011 is significantly shorter than any recent of these previous sessions. So maintaining that pace ahead of time is going to be pretty critical to make sure, as when committees are meeting, that they actually have access to legislative counsel for all those thousands of things that are amendments after the bills are done. Any other questions, comments?
If I could just go back to the two motions that we passed, the corporation that is we're suing, what state are they in?
Ireland.
Mr. Chair, Senator Przanski, they are a Delaware corporation whose principal place of business is listed as Pennsylvania.
Okay. And last question from my old civil days, was a particular law that is going to be applied to reviewing the contract? I know that some contracts require an application of a particular state laws.
I believe Oregon law will apply. Okay. Yeah, I think the contract provides. I'm almost certain the contract provides for that.
Okay, thank you.
I'll check to confirm that.
Representative Richardson.
Just quickly, I'm surprised that we negotiated out attorney's fee provision. I'm not real experienced, but I'm not familiar with doing that. That didn't sound like that was in the best interest. Who did the negotiations?
Mr. Chair, Representative Richardson, that was during a period of time I was not at legislative council, so I really don't know.
Okay, I guess all I would like to know is that we've lessons learned, not just that, but also the provisions and steps and getting paid and based on performance in a phase basis. I just hope that we don't have this kind of happen again next session. I mean, next time we do it, it's kind of contract.
Representative Betts.
I'll ask the question. Thank you, Mr.
Okay. Anything else, anyone? Seeing nothing else, thank you all. Committee is adjourned.